We're in the middle of Siv Gimel. The Mechaber says, if you don't have anything to eat, if it's a person who has no money and doesn't have anything to eat, so we already learned that a Polish ain lo ma yochal is allowed to do any melacha on chol ha-moed. So therefore, kosev u'mocher la'cheirim kedei parnasaso. Therefore, a person is able to write whatever he needs and sell it in order that he have food to eat on chol ha-moed. The Rama adds, oshi lehotza osav yosav berevach l'simchas yantif. Even if he has some food to eat, but he wants to have more for the Simchas Yantif, in order to eat more on Yantif, then the Mishnah Berurah says that since it's a mitzvah to write Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzahs, we'd be lenient for him to write Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzahs and sell it to have more for Yantif. So if it's a Pol She'en Lama Yochal, so then he could do anything, but if it's just to have extra for Simchas Yantif, then if it's a Tzorach Mitzvah, he's allowed to do it and sell it. But you'd only be allowed to be lenient in such a case when he's selling it for it to be used on Chol HaMoed. But if someone is going to buy it to use after Chol HaMoed, then he would not be allowed to do that. Writing for free for his friend, in order for his friend to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin, that would be mutter even for an ashir. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah adds that when the Rama says, v'im ksavan kedei l'anicham b'moed b'choling in shari, if it's for purposes of using al chol ha-moed, that's for sure mutter, as we said. Ve'eino asa rak ha-ksiv, obviously yas and shari, but making the tefillin, putting it in the boxes, etc., that's going to be mutter because it's a tzorach mitzvah. Now, this is interesting because the Mishnah Berurah here says tzorach mitzvah is mutter on chol ha-moed, but we were earlier regarding a building of a base Knesset set that's not enough to be matir. So tzorach mitzvah isn't enough to be matir. So when is it enough and when is it enough? So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says maybe there's a difference between your own tzorach mitzvah versus the tzorach mitzvah of other people. Like a shul is for other people, so that wouldn't be allowed. But here, for tefillin to put on yourself, that would be allowed. It's really unclear. Seems to be a steer in the Mishnah Berurah when tzorach mitzvah is matir, lechas chol ha-moed, and when it's not. Siv dalad, mutar lichtov chashbonosav v'lachshov yitziyosav. You're allowed to write down any calculations, business calculations, etc., to know how much money you have. But the Mishnah Berurah says that this is because it's a davar aved, because you might forget. But if all your cheshbon is already written down and you just want to organize them, that would not be allowed because it's not a davar ha-aved. And if it's not a davar aved, then it's not going to be mutter. Rama adds, hu adin aksavim shakosin k'shamalvin al mashkonos shari. So too, when you lend something and you take a mashkon in return, you're allowed to write that down once again because it's a davar ha-aved, because you might forget it if you don't write it down right now.